think this would be a poor time to sell a home? Conventional wisdom says yes. The raw data says not at all. We'll explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom27.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 20th, the 324th day of the year. Rock musician Joe Walsh shares a birthday with country singer Josh Turner. Here's some news from the world of real estate that turns conventional wisdom on its head. For decades, it's been assumed that November and December are poor months to sell a home. But a recent study shows that, on average, homes listed in the final 2 months of the year are more likely to sell more quickly and fetch a higher price than at other times of the year. The reasons are twofold: competition and motivation. Sellers waiting for spring or summer are out of the market. You have less competition. Plus, buyers who are in the market are highly motivated, usually by their own time constraints or end-of-the-year tax considerations. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.